This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. Dean, you are just loving the music today, aren't you?
That was the perfect way for me to kick. I was just Charlestoning here, having a very good time, enjoying it immensely.
I'm picturing a lot of listeners in their car, shuffling around in their seat like I would have been.
It's a little different for our hump day, and I'm loving it. Like, good on the music programming team here at Joy, because that is a brilliant way. I've been loving it. It's a great way to kick off our hump day.
Very exciting stuff. Speaking of exciting stuff, we have a very exciting guest joining us in the studio.
That we do.
Elizabeth Evans, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you are in the middle of a run of shows at the Butterfly Club, the Mixology with Minnie Marilyn.
Yes, that's correct.
Now, this is the third time that you've done this show. Has it changed every single time? Did you get it right the first time and just go, I'm just going to keep bringing it back?
No, it has changed since the first season. So just a little bit of a change in the set list, addition and subtraction of songs, new dance routines. You know, I have to mix it up every time.
So are you a parody of Marilyn? Are you trying to be Marilyn? How does it all work in the show?
So Minnie Marilyn is a character I created that embodies a few different female artists that have inspired me.
Okay.
So she's not just Marilyn. Okay. She is a little bit of Marilyn, but she's also a mix of Doris Day, Kylie Minogue, Spice Girls.
Okay, that's a really big mix.
Yeah, it
is.
Really
broad,
yeah,
which is
I
great.
Wanted to really encompass the old versus the new.
Well, that's a broad repertoire.
Yeah, definitely.
I love me some Doroth Day.
Oh, me too. Me too. Definitely.
So you put it all together into this huge melting pot of fun for the show.
Correct. That's exactly right.
I should be writing press releases on things. I don't know. I've got it going on.
So described as... where did I say it before? A light, bubbly cabaret?
Yeah. So Minnie Marilyn acts as a hostess for the evening for the show, and she introduces a range of drinks that are based on the names of the drinks are based on the songs and the artists that I perform throughout the show. So she's a little bit of an MC, a little bit of a cocktail waitress.
Well, I was about to say, the Butterfly Club event is the perfect venue for this kind of shenanigans.
It is exactly right.
It fits both those bills very well.
Yes. Ticks all the boxes.
That sounds fantastic. Now, it did start a couple of nights ago. Mm-hmm. How is it going?
Yeah, really good. Yep, opening night was great on Monday night. A little bit of a more intimate audience last night. But
Well, I find Tuesdays to be the weirdest day in Melbourne.
Yeah.
No matter what events are going on, even when you're performing. Tuesday, you get really dedicated people.
Yes.
But it's not a huge amount.
No, and that's what I found last night. The audience was so warm and receptive, but it was a bit smaller. But the energy was still so high.
Yeah.
They were loving it still. Yeah. And I really, you know, you appreciate that when you're on stage. And yeah, it was really fun.
Oh, absolutely awesome. Yeah. Oh, well, this sounds like a whole heap of fun.
Mm.
I'm quite excited. So how did you narrow down the song? Because you've got Spice Girls, you've got a bit of Kylie. They're great there. You've got some Doris, you've got some Marilyn. But that's quite broad. So
yes.
How did you narrow down to just keep it them? Because there's enough of a repertoire for each of those performers.
That's
to
right.
Fill a show.
Definitely. Look, it was really hard to narrow down the song list. And then with each season, if a song really hasn't worked, I will take it out and put another one in. It was really hard initially working out what material to use and what would benefit the character and keep the show moving along. But I'm really happy with this season and the set list and the way the show runs. So
what's a new tidbit that you can tickle people's fancy with that's in the show in this season's run?
So new songs for this season. So I'm actually doing a new music theatre piece, which is actually by a composer by the name of Stephen Creamer. So it's from one of his shows, and it is about a performer putting on a show, and it's called
Very meta.
It's called Sell the Sizzle. So the sizzle being, you know, what makes a show amazing and fabulous to an audience. And then I also added, I had to add a bit of Tay-Tay. Had to add a bit of Taylor Swift.
Which Tay-Tay song though? Because they're all very different, and they're all very different to be able to sing. So I did in one of my shows a couple of years ago, I did Shake It Off.
Oh, good one.
But the only reason I did that is because I had a full live band. Like, I would never have done Shake It Off with backing.
No.
And we always grabbed up an audience member to try and do the rap.
That's fantastic.
For the rap bit, which never worked, which was a whole lot of fun. But did make you realise, you know, the different energy she brings to the music that she does.
Yeah.
Very underrated, I feel. People don't realise how much. So which Tay-Tay song are
you in? I do Look What You Made Me Do, which I think is really great, because at that point in the show, she is being hounded by, I've got two dancers in my show, and she's being hounded by the dancers, and it's both the Minnie Marilyn character saying, look what you girls have made me do. I've broken out into the audience and I'm embarrassing myself. But I actually think it's a really great song, because if Marilyn was around today, that's kind of what she would be saying to the press and the people that were hounding her.
Oh, big
then.
Time. Yeah. It's really interesting when you look at how the way in which these iconic female performers are treated within the media over history. And it still doesn't seem to change, does it?
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all.
Now, flipping things on to another bit of the side, because the show's going on at the moment at the Butterfly Club. You should absolutely get down and see it, but we'll come back to that. You were on the 100 as one of the judges, weren't you?
I was on the 100 in Altogether Now, yes.
Oh, I got the name wrong, didn't I?
Yeah, it's called Altogether.
I kept calling it the 100.
Yes.
Do you know, you were part of the 100. I kept getting it confused, because in my mind, Altogether Now will always be that sitcom that had Rebecca Gibney and Jane Turner. And I got it very confused, but the show was Altogether Now.
The judges were the 100.
So you were one of the 100. What was that like?
It was hilarious. It was so much fun. Such a great experience to be a part of such a new idea of a reality show, of a talent show. In some ways, I actually think of it as a variety show, because yes, there was a competing element to it, but it was about singing and entertaining and having a great time.
Do you know what I loved about it is how much the judges were the show. You know what I mean? Like, we had these great performers and having that competition, really wonderful performers doing a great job, and then you've got a mix of people within the different levels of the music industry and different styles and different elements being a part of this crew of 100 people who have all been in that same position, who
absolutely
all understand what it's like for this performer and were able to bring their own rhythm and own style. Mm. Like, I mean, I always, our good friend here at Joy, Michael Dalton, was a part of the 100.
Yes, Michael, he sat two seats away from me.
Oh, wow. Well, I was very intrigued by the outfits, because normally his focus is always on Dolly's outfits. So the effort he had to put into dressing himself up was a whole lot of fun. But then when you start looking around at the rest of the crowd as well, the crew as well, and go, everyone's just trying to have their little sparkle shine. But
absolutely,
it must have been an absolute hoot to have been a part of.
Oh, it was. It was so great getting to know everyone and, you know, getting outside for me that Sydney bubble and meeting people from other states and different parts of the music industry that I wouldn't normally connect with. So producers, singer-songwriters that I wouldn't normally meet.
Yeah.
So
has it also opened up to a whole new level for people understanding who you are as a performer now as well?
Definitely. People now know more about the Minnie Marilyn, and the exposure from the show has been excellent.
So have you gotten a couple of people coming in and talking to you about Altogether Now?
Yes, I have, definitely. Yep.
That must be weird though, right? Because, I mean, you had a few, you know, an intense week here or there filming, and then, you know, suddenly the show's on and you're promoting it here or there while working on your own show.
That's right,
It must be such a weird rhythm.
Yeah, it was, and really hard to, well, not really hard, but interesting to juggle the two, promoting the show in Melbourne, still promoting Altogether Now while it was filming and then airing. So yeah, it was an interesting time.
But still, a whole lot of fun, I guess.
Oh, always a lot of fun.
What's going to happen at the end of all this? Because now you've still got shows running through till the 12th of January.
Correct.
Then, gosh, it's been a busy period for you.
It has.
You're certainly starting off the year kicking out.
I know. yes.
No, exciting stuff. And the shows are still running through till the 12th of January, and tickets are available on the Butterfly Club website.
Yeah, correct.
So why don't you jump onto that? They're a great price. It's 8:30 p.m. You know, it's happening again tonight, so you've got to go and get yourself warmed up and ready and yes. ready to rock and roll,
yes.
which is absolutely wonderful. But it is on till the 12th of Jan. So why don't you get yourselves down to the Butter Club and see Mixology
the Butterfly Club.
What did I say?
The Butter Club.
Oh, Joe.
Which is a completely different
No, but I love this is the start of my year. I'm doing it great. Like, I've gotten all together now wrong. I've got the name of your venue wrong, so I'm doing it brilliantly. And I love the Butterfly Club. It's tucked away in the middle of the city in an absolutely beautiful space.
It's a wonderful venue.
Gorgeous venue.
Yeah.
A really gorgeous, fun
and great
night
to,
out.
Great to perform in as well. So why don't you pop on down to the Butterfly Club and see Mixology with Minnie Marilyn. Oh, we want to thank you for coming and joining us today on Mad Wednesday. It's been an absolute ball.
Thank you so much for having me.
And have an absolutely fabulous time with the show.
Thank you.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.